Melchizedek, priest and king, an early priest upon his throne. Selected text, Melchizedek, king of Salem, priest of God Most High. Hebrews 7:1. About four millennia ago, it appears that the Sumerian king of the third dynasty of Ur, named Ur-Nammu, sent some of his citizens, including Terah and family, to the western territory he and his three allies had just conquered. Whether as an occupation force or a commercial post is not stated. The former is more likely in that Abram later had 318 trained men. Genesis 14:14. 14 years later, Terah's son, Abram, later Abraham, had to rescue his nephew from the Eastern Force reconquest. Note, in the First War, the Eastern Forces in the north had been led by Ur-Nammu, Amraphel, but the later reconquest in the Jordan Valley was led by the Elamite king, Kedar Lagomer. This implies which territories were being occupied by each king. Ur-Nammu claims conquering the west in his fourth year, and he is killed in his 18th year, consistent with Genesis 14. Continuing, Abram made a surprise attack. The eastern forces were overwhelmed, and King Ur-Nammu, Amraphel, had been abandoned on the battlefield like a crushed vessel. Melchizedek, king and priest of Salem, later Jerusalem, was grateful to the victorious Abram and brought out bread and wine to greet him. This is the first hint in scripture of Christian memorial emblems. And to him, Abram, the progenitor of Levi, paid tithes of the war. Melchizedek means king of righteousness. As king of Salem, he is king of peace. Both names apply later to Jesus Christ. Who is Melchizedek? Hebrews 7:3 says he is without father, without mother, without descent, genealogy, having neither beginning of days nor end of life. Is he non-human? No. Hebrews can understand, but it is difficult for those who speak European languages. 20th century New Testament says there is no record of his father or mother or lineage, nor again of any beginning of his days or end of his life. Melchizedek was a real-life human being, whether an Elamite from Shem or a Canaanite. Being grateful to Abram for vanquishing Elam likely implies he was not an Elamite. Yet what is significant is that he was unique. Melchizedek, a type of Christ. The psalmist prophesies, Jehovah hath sworn and will not repent. Thou art a priest forever, after the order of Melchizedek. Psalm 110, verse 4. He was priest of God Most High. Genesis 14:18. Note, this office does not violate Amos 3:1 and 2. O children of Israel, you only have I known of all the families of the earth, because Melchizedek was two generations before Jacob, Israel, the father of the tribes of Israel. Continuing, his priesthood has no record of predecessor nor successor. He was of higher rank than Abraham, and hence than the Levitical priesthood, which descended from Abram. Hebrews 5:5 and 6, 6:20, and 7:1 through 21. Jesus Christ had no parentage in any priesthood, nor will there be another after him, because he is a priest forever. And with his new priesthood, there will be a change of law for the world. After those days, saith Jehovah, I will put my law in their inward parts, and in their heart will I write it, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Hebrews 7:12, Jeremiah 31:34.